What is it? I'm awful facetious here tonight. Now, wait, no, wait. Well, I'll prepare it here. All right, ready. Give me scary music, please. Scary. Oh, wow. Gee whiz. Just think, Ben Casey, if Ben Casey was still around, what his scriptwriters could have done with this disease in a two-part series. It would have been fantastic. Get Susan Plachette to play it, you know, one of the greater actresses. Or Diener Merrill, huh? How about that? Gee, the world is full of fine performers, isn't it? Miami Beach, Florida. From inside the head of Dottie and Ficadaro comes peculiar sounds. Sometimes they squish, squish. Squish, squish, rhythmically. Sometimes they seem to wheeze or to whine in an eerie fashion. In the stillness of the night, his wife insists she can hear them 10 feet away. She hears his head while he is asleep going... nervous wreck, she says. She's a nervous wreck. She's a nervous wreck because his head squishes. Just suddenly occurred to me. Talk about a matriarchy. Have you heard of the girl who sneezes? Figueredo asks. The woman who hiccups? I am the only man in the world with noises in my head that other people can hear. Outwardly, Dottie and Figueredo appears perfectly normal. But three times since May 28th, surgeons have operated in an attempt to silence his head. That was the date that he fell 20 feet from a ladder and fractured his skull. I am lucky to be alive, Figueredo says. Yet he talked plainly as if he didn't much care. This squishing in my head is driving me insane. At first, Figueredo tried not to pay attention. He told his wife, Margie, that he heard noises. She, of course, being a typical American wife, didn't believe him. We had cross words one day, and I put my arms around him to make up, and I heard for myself, and I says, forgive me, Figueredo, forgive me. A great scene that would make in the second act of a Ben Casey. Suddenly she discovers that he was telling the truth. His head does squish. She categorizes the sounds that she hears. She says they vary, apparently in volume, pace, and intensity. But the loudest, she says, comes at night. Always at night, when Dorian is asleep. It sounds like a siren coming from a long way and getting closer and closer and closer. Sometimes the noise is a low gush, like the wind makes through a crack in the window of a car. A low, sudden... Another noise is like picking up a baby doll, and then his brain sounds like a baby crying for its mummy. And then, she laughed, sometimes the noise sounds like frogs down on the pond. Figueredo laughed too, but differently. To me, he says, it sounds like a dying puppy dog. It just makes noises all the time. I cannot go to the movies anymore. I disturb people all around. that been a fantastic role for Susan Plachette? You know? Sometimes when I hear her read lines, I have a feeling that there are sounds coming out of her head. But that's... I'm a terrible, rotten person. But just a personal opinion. I mean, not to be taken as an official critical opinion. Just, you know. But these sounds, you know, I can see, you know, just endless possibilities. Endless. Of course, when I got that foul tip, that ringing the bells sounding, and you get a sense that other people can hear it too, you know. Yeah. Like one time, have you ever had that problem? You ever had a fungus infection of your middle ear? That's something to remember. Oh, yeah. You get the little thing, you see, it's a little infection that suddenly occurs, and one night you'll begin to hear. Have you ever heard of E. Power Biggs? That's a great name. You know who E. Power Biggs is? Well, E. Power Biggs is considered one of the greatest pipe organ players in the world. Well, I woke up one morning and I thought that E. Power Biggs was giving a fantastic concert next door to me. And he was playing Bach. And he was playing some Bach that I had not heard.